tried to vote and found out that he had been purged. Come on, folks. It is absolutely critical. And we've had, you know, election officials go to vote who are sitting in office, who clearly voted for themselves to sit in office, and they've been told that they have been purged. It is so important. Go right now, this second, vote.org. It takes you only 2 minutes. Did you hear me? Just 2 little minutes of your time to check. And if you're somehow been purged, you can re-register, hopefully. There's still time because there are still states with voter registration deadlines open that you're still able to register. And if you you can do it on the same portal, vote.org or vote411.org. All right, folks. This is so important.
Barbara, if I may, as you were speaking about, you know, people being purged and not knowing they're being purged, one of the things that that we found really enlightening was that when we had our class, our Gen Z Young Millennial Votes Matter training class, watched the film Vigilante, one of our attendees, right, one of our trainees, took to heart what we were saying about voter purging and learning that they're purged that came out of that film. And they actually went and did, was it a trail? What did they do, Barbara? They did a YouTube.
They made a beautiful video that went viral, a beautiful video
Absolutely.
Talking about people's voting rights. Yes, go ahead.
Right. And as a result of her doing that, her mother, who's in Georgia, decided that, I think her name was Layla, her mother who was in Georgia decided to, you know, go ahead and check her status since, you know, her daughter was doing all this and posting this stuff online. Mother had always voted at the same site, had never missed an election season, an opportunity to vote. And when her mother went to vote.org to check on her own status, just on a humbug, she found out that she had been purged. Folks, it can happen to anyone. Check your status, Barbara.
Yes, and please, we're not being alarmists. We are really trying to protect the vote. I don't think any of our other guests have joined, so let us talk. Okay, so let us talk about two other states quickly. I want to talk about Georgia, and I want to talk about Nevada, and Arizona, because we know that there are people out there challenging voters. This is vicious, people. And Harold, President Ford, you may have heard about this, that people are going online and using Eagle AI and other kind of wicked systems to find people in certain zip codes. And they are then just downloading a list and submitting it to the Board of Elections in their areas, in their counties, and saying, all these voters, we want to challenge. Who do you think all those zip codes are? They're basically black and brown voters, and they're trying to knock people out. And so there's litigation going on around these voter challengers around the country. If you're in Georgia right now and you're trying to early vote and you get to the top of your line and you get there and they tell you that you've been challenged because they're alleging that you don't live where you say you live, you need to immediately call that 866 our vote hotline, because we don't want you voting a provisional ballot. We want to make sure you vote a regular ballot. We want to make sure that you're allowed to vote. We want to get this done. So, folks, there's wickedness going on. 800,000 voters in this country have had their votes challenged. 800,000, and by people who have no clue who they're talking about. They're just doing this. They're targeting people by race. It's just a vicious reality, and we want you to know about this and to be aware and to protect yourself. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely, Barbara. You know, it's so important to protect that right to vote, and we're going to do all we can to help you. 866-OUR-VOTE. 866-OURVOTE is the number to call. But you can also reach us at 833 ATJC vote. 833-TJC vote, because we will have our own voter protection line that's in place. 833-TJC-VOTE. And you know, Barbara and President Ford, you know, there are going to be incidents like the gentleman that you mentioned, President Ford, from 1998 that had the conviction that goes to vote, and they're trying to tell him he can't vote, and there are issues that like that that are going on. And they've got to know that they can contact a President Ford and let me get it right, I don't want to get in trouble, and the president of the South Dade County. NAACP, please. Or they can contact 833-TJC vote. Is that correct, President Ford?
That is very, very much correct. But I also want to, if I could add another piece to this puzzle, I think we need to also encourage people to counterpunch. You know, if you falsely accuse me of being ineligible to vote, and it's found or it's determined that that's not the case, that I am eligible, then I should be able to counter to you. I should be
That's
able
correct.
To, because you disenfranchised me. You actually shined a spotlight on me that didn't need to be shined. And so I want to encourage anyone, seek out an attorney, sue the state as well as the individual who filed that false claim against you, so that we can stop this type of behavior from happening. And until we get in the courtroom before a judge and that person has to produce the evidence that made them accuse you of being ineligible, and you find that it doesn't exist, then that's the only way these types of behaviors will stop.
Thank you, President Ford, because we've been joining Attorney Gerald Griggs, who wanted to be with us today, but he's in court. And one thing he's been saying, everyone, and let's listen, is that, remember, there's something called the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871. It was passed because of all the vicious schemes that were being used to block black voters from voting after slavery ended, after the Civil War, during Reconstruction. And it is still valid law. And when people are purposefully targeting black folks, purposefully targeting Latinos, purposefully targeting Native Americans, you know, it is time for us to start using the laws that are available. If they want to go back in time and act like they're in the 1800s, well, we can use some 1800 law today to stop them. Commissioner Sevier from Pennsylvania, everyone, we know that our show is we're rapidly running to the end of our show. Commissioner Sevier, thank you so much. We know you got 1,001 things going on in Pennsylvania. Whoa, welcome to Igniting Change, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me as always. It's always great to hear from you and talking to your constituents. We just want to be excited to let you know that we got early voting in Pennsylvania, so you can cast your ballot early. You don't have to wait until Tuesday, November the 5th. We want a historic turnout in Pennsylvania.
How's it going?
Well, it's not going like the way we like it. So we definitely want to do some more on-the-ground things. We want some souls to pose. We want people to travel, and we want people to mobilize and bring everybody to these satellite locations and get the word out.
Okay,
We're on the way to you, Commissioner Sevier. We're on the way
to
you.
That's right.
We'll be bringing in the cavalry with us. We'll be there next week. In Pittsburgh, as well as in Philadelphia, on the ground, certainly supporting voter turnout that's there. Are there any issues that we need to be made aware of?
Again, right now, we just want to talk directly to the people and let them know that they mean something, that they are significant, and that they have to get out, and we need to hear from them, that this is not the election to take off, to sit on the side of the fence and don't do anything. This one right here is the most critical election in our lifetime.
Well, you know, people in Pennsylvania aren't accustomed to early voting, right? So we want to, you know, get people to understand that you got this opportunity, you got this right. You can go to these satellite offices all over the state, that is, to vote. And one of the things I noticed, too, Commissioner, is that people need to understand that if you're using your mail-in ballot, be sure, people, that you sign it. be sure that you sign it. Make sure that
you sign it and you sign it and you date it and you put that ballot into that yellow secrecy envelope. You got to put that yellow shirt on that ballot, and you got to put it that ballot into that yellow secrecy envelope. It's very critical, and that we receive our ballots by 8 p.m. on election day. We cannot accept any postmarks, so that's what's critical too. Some people
right.
put the ballots inside the mail on November the 5th, and it's like, no, you don't put it on election day. You got to bring it
right. And Commissioner Sevier, if I requested a mail-in ballot and I didn't receive it, what do I do, sir?
You can come right to the satellite locations. That's why we have 11 located all across the city of Philadelphia. We have 11 satellites. They're open 7 days a week. On Monday through Friday, they're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And on the weekends, they're open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So we are open with after work. You can come right in and drop off your ballot. So we are excited about that. You can walk in, request a replacement ballot. It takes less than 5 minutes for us to print out your ballot. State Senator Vincent Hughes came in with his mother on Sunday, and it took them 10 minutes to get in and get out. They came in and printed out their ballot,
beautiful.
And their obligation was done.
Beautiful, beautiful. Commissioner Sevier, if somebody has a question about their rights to vote in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia specifically, how do they reach you, sir?
Sure, they can call us at 215-686-3462, 215-686-3462, or you always can send me an email at Omar, omar.sabir, S-A-B-I-R, at phila.gov, omar.sabir, at phila.gov.
All right.
And the folks, same to you, President
yes.
Ford. If people would like to reach you down in South Dade County, how do they reach you?
Well, they can go to our website, southdadenaacp.org, or they can email me directly at president@southdadenaacp.org. Those are the two best ways to get me so that we can try to do what we can. We have a complaint form online. As a matter of fact, we even have a police complaint form on our website so that if there's any issues going on, we want to know exactly what
Thank
they
you.
Are so we can address these issues, whether election-related or otherwise.
Thank you. And Attorney Griggs, thank you for we know you just joined. Just do a shout out to our audience because we are closing the show out right now.
Well, I appreciate that, Barbara. Sorry for my delay. I'm in the courtroom fighting for justice.
Thank
but I wanted
thank
to join
you. Thank
guys.
You. Thank
Make
you.
Make sure everybody votes early.
Thank you. Thank you, Daryl.
Appreciate you so much, NAACP Georgia President. Gerald Griggs and Fred Brother, appreciate you. Appreciate you, Commissioner Rodney Ellis. Appreciate you, President Harold Ford from South Dade County. Appreciate you, Omar Sabir, Commissioner out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Folks, now is the time. Get off the sidewalks, get into the streets, make your way to a ballot box, and have your voice heard. Until next Tuesday, noon Eastern Standard Time, peace, everybody.
Peace. Thank you.
God bless.
The preceding program was paid for by Barbara Arnwine.
We inherited this business from our father.
Who got it from his father?
We needed an emergency preparedness plan in case of fire, cyber attack.
Or anything.
So we went to Ready.gov and got free checklists, templates, and more to be prepared. Thanks to Ready.gov, we worry less about keeping Rizzo and Sons in business.
Only it should be Rizzo and Grandsons.
And granddaughter.
Right.
Go to Ready.gov for details on creating an emergency preparedness plan. Becoming a success is hard work. Protecting it isn't. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Ad Council, and this station.
95.9 WOL with the Carl Nelson Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Reverend Al Sharpton keeping it real from 1 to 4 p.m. And the Tavis Smiley Show from 4 to 7 p.m. Download our mobile app and take us everywhere you are or listen live at WOLDCnews.com. The news and issues that matter to you most from Carl Nelson, Reverend Al Sharpton, and Tavis Smiley on 1450 and 95.9 WOL. 1450 WOL, Washington, D.C. WDCJ, Washington 95.9. WMMJ, HD2. WKYS, HD2. And worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.